News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, listen, folks, right as we got into that little bitty segment that I had before the break, because that's what I get for talking too long sometimes, but literally, I was telling you, there's big doings going on right now in Montgomery. Governor Kay Ivey is urging lawmakers to support a new plan that has come out for Alabama prisons. So the state House is having their, the Republican House is having their majority caucus meeting today. The state Senate Republican majority caucus is having their caucus meeting tomorrow. And they're going over the details. That involves, by the way, apparently a $785 million bond issue. But it builds potentially through phases two 4,000 bed prisons. Now, listen, I'm going to unpack this for you a little bit later. But right now I got a caller on the line. And we'll talk through it with him some. Proud to have State Senator Sam Gavan, who serves in the Huntsville area, here on the line with us. Sam, by the way, is also one of the few who scored 100% on Alabama Policy Institute's scorecard for legislators. And hey, Sam, glad to have you on the phone with us.
Hey, glad to be with you today.
Well, thank you for calling in. I know you're driving down to Montgomery, so I hope you keep your signal. But listen, man, you guys got a caucus meeting tomorrow, I guess, to talk about this prison plan, huh?
We do, and hang on, I'm transitioning. I'm trying to get you off of
Bluetooth.
I'm super stuff on. So,
Sam, did we lose you? Oh, Copper, did we lose him in midstream there? Okay, all right. Well, listen, he's driving right now.
All right, so wait a minute.
Up, Sam. Technology, man, 21st century. Are you with us?
I am with you. I am trying to. My problem is my face is hitting the wrong button when I put it up to my face. All right, maybe we've got it now.
All right, well, listen.
Do that without triggering my mute.
Well, you're driving down right now to Montgomery. I guess you got a caucus meeting to talk about the prison bill. I'm looking through the details of it. You got phases here. You're building prisons, 4,000 bed prisons, and granted, this has to happen to some extent. We have to have some new construction, but now you're looking at a $785 million bond issue as opposed to the public-private partnership we had before. Tell me your thoughts.
Well, first of all, the public-private partnership, I was sour on from the get-go. I was never happy with that. That was a going to be built on land that wasn't going to be owned by the state. We were going to pay rent for, 30 years and then not even have an option to buy it. I mean, there was talk of like, oh, sure, we can get that, stuff like that. No, if it's not in the contract, we don't have a right to buy it. And it wasn't in there. Well, I say it wasn't in there. They never released the full lease to the legislature for review. There were a lot of questions there. We have plenty of land in both Elmore County and in Escambia County, where we can build prisons on our land, and we own them. And there was a lot of talk about, they're factoring in maintenance. Well, look, these groups ain't Santa Claus. We were going to pay for that. That was all factored in the price. So I was just not a fan of that at all. It had nothing to do with the contractors that were there. It was the whole process and the fact that we didn't own it at the end of the day.
Look, all right, well, let me ask you this, though, Sam. Hey, Sam, let me jump in there real quick and just ask you this, though, because you kind of blew right past that maintenance issue. So you're saying that your belief was that whereas the public-private partnership, the private entity would have been required to pay for the maintenance, much like you're renting a house, the landlord has to keep up the heat and air and the utilities and that kind of thing. You're saying that that was something we were still going to pay for regardless of the fact that they were responsible for it. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it was factored in the rent. I mean, the landlords don't give stuff away.
Okay. All right. So,
that's something that we've not, we've not done a good job of budgeting for in the past. I mean, look, it's not popular to set money aside for prisons, right? And we got a lot of people that want to lock them up and throw them away. Well, guess what? The door's got a lock for you to be able to do that. And we've got a lot of places where literally the doors don't lock.
Okay, well, no one's arguing that. I mean, we've got to be, in a position where our Department of Corrections guys are not just securing the prisoners, but they have security for their own benefit. We've had we've had DOC prison guards killed in riots in recent years, and that bugs the stew out of me. And those facilities are archaic. I've toured some of them; they're awful. So that's got no question there. It's got to be replaced. But now we're looking at debt to the state as opposed to non-debt to the state. But you think you're pissing right now?
I differ
you believe
with you
the bond
there.
Issue is a better idea.
It was debt one way or the other. No, it wasn't a bond issue, but we were on the hook for a lot more money for every year than we're going to be on the hook for with a bond issue, and we weren't going to own anything when it was over.
Okay, all right, fair enough, and I hear that. So right now, I would say from what I'm seeing in you know social media and others, the Democrats are not going to be on board with this one way or the other. Even though when I was there before as a state senator, one of the things that brought the Democrats on board was the idea of buying that that privately owned prison that was built down in by Uniontown, I believe.
Perry County.
And I think okay, there you go. And I believe that's part of the deal now because it was in State Senator Bobby Singleton's district, and he was on board with okay, if you'll buy that and get it off my people's back, then we'll be good. But that's included now, but I'm still hearing the Democrats are not on board. So I assume the Republican majority is the only ones that can pass this. Is that right?
Well, if that's the case, I think you'll see Perry County go by the wayside. I mean, it's got some challenges. I've toured it. I mean, it's got some opportunity there for sure. But if you don't get some Democrat support out of it, I'm not saying all of it, then you know, why is that in there?
Well, I agree with that. I mean, why spend the money to buy votes if you don't have to buy the votes? And truthfully, that's what part of that was. That was an effort to buy votes back in the day, and I assume it still was now. But let me ask you this, Sam. One of the things that's been talked about is Commissioner Jeff Dunn, the Department of Corrections Commissioner, has even requested that the federal government give them some indication whether they can use the American Rescue Plans Act, like CARES Act, basically funds, the coronavirus relief package, to help offset the costs. Is that included in the bond issue, or is that something that could just basically knock the debt service down?
No, that's there to knock the debt service down. And what you know, when you look at the price of what it will take to do the two facilities that I think across the board everybody agrees are the most important facilities, which are the medical facility, and it's more than that, but it would include some of the things that the federal lawsuit is particularly taking aim at. That would be in Elmore County, and that's a 4,000 bed facility, which obviously going to be bigger just or more expensive just by being a larger facility, but as opposed to 3,000 beds in Escambia County. But also you got some specialized areas that are going to cost extra money. But it's a good plan for how we go forward. It sort of lays everything out and says, this is what we're going to do. And yeah, we're going to borrow this money up front to pay for it. And then we're going to pay as we go. And that's the plan.
Well, so let me ask you this. When all this was being developed under Governor Ivey's original plan, I got an opportunity to meet with the folks at Hoar Project Management and get sort of a layout of why we were headed down the road we were headed. And I also met with Commissioner Dunn from the Department of Corrections. And one of the things that struck me was they were geographically trying to place them in a spot where they had better recruiting for Department of Corrections officers, they had better access to health care and mental health facilities, and they had better access to education facilities. Do you think these state-owned locations, I mean, granted, we're going to save money by building it on land we already own, but do you think these state-owned geographic locations are as good for those other reasons I just cited as the original locations that were being talked about under Ivey's plan?
Well, other than Bibb County, which has been eliminated, they're in exactly the same counties. You're moving one from, I don't know exactly where the one was going to be and located in Escambia County, but I know in Elmore County, they were going to go into East Elmore County, which those people did not want the prison there. Prisons have been at least three prisons, I think, in West Elmore County for my entire lifetime and beyond. And they were accustomed to them there. And so that's where they'll still be in the same county. So I don't think that's going to be a geographic challenge for them. And it's, again, in Escambia County, same county, don't know which portion the other was going to be located. But if you, I think it's not hard to figure out. If you just look and see where the opportunity zones were, I guarantee you that's where they were going to put those prisons.
Yeah, I would bet.
But those aspects are covered there. And, you know, it is important that you've got a community that wants to have that facility there. That's, you know, that's one of the reasons I've been on this group meeting with the governor is because I don't have an agenda on that. I don't have a prison, and I don't want a prison.
No, no doubt. And then I know that we're also going to see some of the politics come into play because I've got an audio clip that I might get a chance to play later of Senator Billy Beasley, one of the members of the Democrat caucus, literally saying he's going to oppose any changes in the current locations of prisons that might impact his district because he sees it as a jobs program for his district. And so politics is definitely going to come into play still. We know it is. But
no doubt.
Sam, we're going to be hitting a break here in a minute, but let me ask you this before you go. And I really appreciate, by the way, that you called in here on short notice. But do you, in any chance, do you see a special session on this, or is this going to wind up waiting until the regular session after the first of the year?
I think it depends on how the caucuses go, but I suspect that we'll have one this year, a special session this year.
Well, you still have to have one on redistricting regardless, correct?
Correct, but we won't mix oil and water there. Those will be done handled separately.
Because you know politics would get in the way of that, too.
Amen, brother. Amen.
All right. Well, hey, State Senator Sam Gavan, one of the most conservative members of the body, according to Alabama Policy Institute's legislative scorecard. Hey, we really appreciate you calling in. And listen, safe driving. Good luck in the caucus meeting, and I'll hope to get an update from you after that's over with. All right?
Thank you. Take care now.
All right, take care. All right, folks, we're moving to that short break. We're gonna do that, and then we're going to come back, and I want to unpack for you why I just had that conversation with Sam Gavan, who is a great member of the State Senate who represents much of the area that in this listening audience. But folks, there's so much more to this story. Prisons, Phil? Prisons, really? Yeah, prisons. I'll tell you what happened to California. You're going to want to know about that when I get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative. Just plain right. We'll be right back.